and culture. Coming out of the tumultuous times of last year, the IdeaFest moderators and guests looked ahead to what the future could look like in Wisconsin. The theme focused on how we reckon with change brought on by the pandemic, the Black Lives Matter movement, and other forces. The event was a hybrid of online and in-person events, and Civic Media has proudly partnered with IdeaFest and now presents segments of this year's gathering edited gently for time. Here now is Amy Davis with Alliant Energy, speaking online with community leaders about the ongoing challenges of getting food to rural Wisconsin.
Well, welcome everyone. Thank you for joining us. I'm Amy Davis with Alliant Energy, and I'd like to welcome you to the Cap Times IdeaFest panel session entitled Feeding Rural Wisconsin Using Innovation, Technology, and Collaboration. Today's discussion will center on new, collaborative, and innovative solutions to provide more choice, access, and fresh food to those in need in rural communities. A pretty relevant topic, we think, for September, as it is Hunger Action Month. We hope each of you today will gain an understanding of the challenges surrounding rural communities and food insecurity. And we also hope you're inspired by these innovative ideas that support solutions for this challenge, as well as take away a potential way to help you solve a variety of other challenges. I'll be serving as the moderator for the panel today, and in just a bit, we'll explain the connection between a utility company's interest in this topic. But first, I really want to welcome our panel of experts. Please help me welcome the president of Second Harvest Food Bank of Southern Wisconsin, Michelle Orgay, the president of Feeding America Eastern Wisconsin, Patty Habeck, and the Director of Community Health Improvement at UW Health, Adrian Jones. I'm so happy that each of you are able to be here with us today and for sharing your experience and expertise with all of us. So now let's start with a little context to set up the discussion. Michelle, I'm going to start with you. Can you give us some background on food insecurity in Wisconsin? How many people in our state are food insecure, and what populations may be at higher risk?
Yes, thanks, Amy. And, you know, the numbers fluctuate and, you know, they spiked during COVID, but a lot of us are seeing those. I know our food bank here in southwestern Wisconsin is we're distributing more food than we did during the height of the pandemic. And I see Patty nodding, and I know that a lot of our colleagues all around the United States are seeing that same situation. But for a number, there are 427,000 plus folks facing food insecurity in Wisconsin. And that's information you can find by going to Map the Meal Gap. You can find information about specific counties as well. And folks can say, wow, like where are all these folks? And it's food insecurity can be pretty hidden. It's our neighbors. It's the folks that your kids are going to school with. And I know school just started, but it's everywhere. And, you know, it's hidden, and it's folks that you work with, you go to school with, it's your neighbors, and all these folks, everybody has aspirations. Everybody wants to accomplish all the same things as the rest of us do. Like we all have goals, but in order to achieve these goals, food is such an important element of that. And hunger makes everything harder. And facing food insecurity is one additional barrier. And not everybody has, even for folks who are facing food insecurity, not everybody has the same access to food resources. And some of the folks that are facing food insecurity at higher rates are communities of color and single female-headed households, folks from LGBTQIA2S+ communities. There are a lot of different communities that face this, and also folks in rural communities. You know, there are, according to the Food Research and Action Center, rural areas had higher poverty and their higher rates of food insecurity than metropolitan areas, 15% versus 11.8% for metro areas. And, you know, this chart that you see up here, this is something that we put together because when folks say, oh, well, aren't there supports for this? Well, there are a couple of different types of supports. There are supports that are available through public sources, and there's also the food bank and food pantry partner networks. And we both, you know, we work together and we we work together in the sense that both are necessary. But when you look at this chart, it kind of points out why the public assistance benefits, SNAP, WIC, school meals and things are so vital, but they don't cover everything. This chart here shows that, we have the different levels at which a family of four in Wisconsin are eligible for different programs and support. And we compare that to the ALICE, which is the Asset Limited Income Constrained Employed budget, which is something United Way does. And the survival budget for that family of four is $63,000. And that is above any of those thresholds for qualifying for different programs and supports. But the stability budget, which has incorporates higher costs for maybe putting away a little bit of money each month for emergencies, mm-hmm. and that's almost $103,000 for a family. And when you think about rural communities, they face, I think job opportunities are less prevalent in those areas, and mm-hmm. transportation can be a real issue. When there's transportation issues in a metro area, there are food resources may be closer. So even if you don't have your own transportation, you can access more transportation and also access food resources. In a rural community, it is much harder. And, for example, Clark and Vernon counties have about 8% of their households without access to a vehicle. And they're also beyond walking distance from a supermarket. So, and it's tough. We talk about you either bring food to the folks that are needing food support, or you bring folks to the food. So it's challenging to find ways to best support folks in rural communities.
Michelle, thank you for that. I know I was really just blown away by that chart that you shared with us even last week as we were preparing for the discussion today. And it's one of the reasons that our company here at Align Energy, our foundation, has a focus of supporting hunger and housing programs because of those very statistics that you shared. In fact, our foundation team is partnered with each of your organizations to help provide sustainable solutions to helpfully start to move people out of hunger insecurity. And those programs include, focuses on food nutrition, food pantries and food banks and so much more. So thinking of health, and maybe we could shift the conversation now to Adrienne. Let's talk about what being food insecure means for our health. Can you share a little bit more about the health impacts those experience this issue might face?
Yes, thanks, Amy. And it's exciting to be on this panel, today with many of our colleagues and folks who we support here at UW Health. One of the things I want to highlight is a lot of what drives some of our initiatives at UW Health is what we hear in our community health needs assessment. And so to tag onto what was said in regards to, income and things like that. So our Dane County Community Health Needs Assessment is, again, it's specific to Dane County. And one of the things that came out in our most recent community health needs assessment is that the median household income in Dane County is roughly around $75,000. But when you disaggregate that data to our BIPOC or communities of color, when you look at our African American and Latinx population, the median household income is anywhere between $32,000 to about maybe $44,000. And again, the average cost of living for sustainability is roughly around $54,000. So that really kind of paints the picture of what drives a lot of these inequities. And so when we're talking about food insecurity, we know that for adults and youth, some of the impacts cause chronic stress. And when you have chronic stress, you're more likely to deal with such things around diabetes and hypertension. In addition, we know that there's a huge impact on mental health. There's increased anxiety, depression, and also sleep deprivation. When we look at our children and adolescent population, many of youth who are facing food insecurity have issues with concentrating in school, may tend to display behavior that they're utilizing for coping. And so then you have those gaps in education as well. And then for our elderly population, of course, we know that food insecurity, of course, impacts their, their longevity as far as quality of life. Some of the other things here is that when we talk about food insecurity, many of our communities live in food deserts. Mm-hmm. And so when we talk about what it means to eat healthy and access quality food, just like Michelle was saying, many of those grocery stores are not within walkable distance or close to public transportation. And so folks are either relying on, you know, like Walgreens or, of course, our food pantry services. And so here at UW Health, when we're screening our patients, we're screening for food insecurity under social determinants of health. And many of our patients are able to seek support from Second Harvest. And so that's one of the things that we're seeing here. I also want to highlight here in Dane County that we have high need zip codes who are facing the largest insecurity. And so that includes, and folks may be familiar with 53713, 53714, 53726, and 53715. And so while these are the high need zip codes that we're seeing as of today, this is not that much different than when the pandemic started. And again, just as Michelle said, we're seeing more increase of food insecurity. And a lot of that is related to as well to economic advancement. So having stable employment, access to transportation.
Adrienne, thank you for sharing that. You know, you're illustrating how layered this challenge is, right? I think if it was straightforward, we probably would be making even more progress than we have, but it is not. It's very complex, right? Yes. I think about working at an energy company with our teams. You know, energy is a basic need. We all need electricity to fuel our lives, and we need a place to lay our head at night, and we need food to eat, right? They're really kind of the three things that we need to be able to start to be able to have that basis.
Yes.
And so while we've been supporting all of the organizations across the state to try to help, you know, with meals and delivering food, you know, the issue is getting more complex. And when you then compound that with more rural communities, it starts to even get more complex. And so it's one of the reasons that we really wanted to partner with organizations and collaboratively determine how could we start to tackle some of these critical and chronically challenging hurdles in a new way, right? So, you know, one of the things that we wanted to do is learn, as we're all gathered here today to learn and share expertise. But we wanted to try to make a bigger and positive impact on challenges in the hunger space. And so that led us not only to the conversation today, but a new initiative that we're launching here at Align Energy, which we're calling our Rural Hunger Initiative. So Patty, I'll turn to you now. I know you were a part of the early collaboration process that we brought a group of people together, which you and Michelle were a part of originally, to help identify the challenges as we've started to list today, but also start to think about how could we develop some solutions. So
trunk or treat, I'm going trunk or treating.
Terry, you got to be talking about one of the Halloween events coming up in both Green Bay area YMCA, Saturday, October 28th. It's fun for the whole family and includes games, a costume contest, and of course, Halloween treats, my favorite.
Adrienne, thank you for that.
Todd, it's happening at the East Side YMCA from 1 to 4, and the West Side YMCA from 4 to 7. But the trunk or treat, well, that one's only on the East Side between 1 and 2. Decorate your car and the kids get treats from your trunk.
Sounds like a lot of fun, and it's all free. Would you rather help out? You can volunteer for any of the Halloween events on Saturday, October 28th at both Green Bay YMCAs.
Find all the information at greenbayymca.org. greenbayymca.org. Keeping you connected to your community, the talk of Green Bay, WGBW 1590 AM, 97.9 FM, and the Civic Media Radio Network.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Here's your updated forecast. Slight chance for scattered rain showers tonight. Otherwise, partly cloudy. Lows dip down to about 36. Winds out of the north, 8 to 15 miles an hour. High temperatures reach up to 51 tomorrow. A blend of clouds and sun. Partly cloudy tomorrow night. Lows level off around 38. Chance for scattered rain showers Monday with highs in the mid-50s. Chance for scattered storms and highs in the low 60s on Tuesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 43.
Mino and the Mayor in the morning, and the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street, the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. For the first time, aid trucks allowed to cross today into Gaza. Just 20 before Egypt again closed its border crossing, no Americans were allowed out. Aiden Tawel, a 10-year-old Palestinian-American boy from Salt Lake City, came to Gaza to visit his grandfather, now trapped there, describing what he's seen.
All of the streets are, like, they're bombed. You can't even come. Sometimes you're just scared to go in your car and, like, drive for 10 minutes. Maybe they'll bomb you. No one knows.
Protests worldwide calling for a ceasefire in Washington today. A national march for Gaza. This as an Israeli incursion into Gaza now seems imminent. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu convening his cabinet today to discuss the expected invasion. One cabinet minister saying there was broad consensus in the government that there'll have to be a buffer zone in Gaza to keep Palestinians away from the border. This is ABC News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
With the communities. So we are absolutely aware of what's happening in our rural communities and how we can partner to have the biggest impacts. A lot of times our pantry partners or food partners in those small rural communities also need other things that are not food related. They might have access to food, but they might need help with infrastructure to be able to store that food or distribute that food. They might need help with transportation to even move it out from the rural center to other more rural communities. They might need help with our help with understanding if there's any recalls or anything that we need to pay attention to, because we can get that information very quickly and share that. Making sure that we provide proper receipting. All of that is not so much lifted up or exciting, but when we can take those pieces and do that, we're actually helping the rural communities have more opportunity to go down and in and with their neighbors and provide that food support. So a food bank's role is really to serve in collaboration with the rural communities and with the resources, the strong resources that are in those communities, to make sure we're lifting it up and giving the most strength. And sometimes it's not the obvious answer.
Thank you, Patty. You know, I remember being a fly on the wall during that day that you all were getting together and collaborating. And as you were kind of listening or listing what I call the problem statement, right? It had many attributes, whether that is, you know, SNAP benefits don't really serve older populations, or this concept that you alluded to of, you know, in a rural community, there may be one lone, maybe small business grocery store, and sometimes food pantries, and that influx of food that you mentioned can actually compete with maybe one of the last businesses in an area that is preventing it from being a food desert and creating jobs in that community. So it was just such a great discussion and so insightful. I think it really was just the, you know, listeners today are hearing just a smidge of what it was that we all realized was really becoming the catalyst that we needed for combining our resources and working across organizations to set some goals and create this Rural Hunger Initiative. So really everyone on this call today are among the first to hear about this new opportunity. So based on this brainstorming with both of you and others that were in attendance that day, we were able to identify a few innovative solutions to combat just some of the challenges that Patty and Michelle and Adrian have shared with us today, specifically targeting food insecurity in rural communities. And so this is a collaboration with both Align Energy and our foundation and our food bank partners across Wisconsin and Iowa. And there are going to be some new and unique programs that are developed by this collaborative group to launch and start making an impact as soon as this fall, just in a few weeks. So I'm very proud, obviously, to work at Align Energy and to be able to share the news about this, a new initiative, which our charitable foundation is going to dedicate $1 million over the next 2 years to try to tackle some of these unique challenges. And the initiative overall is going to be designed to provide better access, more choice, and fresh food to those in need in rural communities. So we really see this as an example of how we think about trust-based philanthropy, which gives partners like you all and others who aren't on the call today an opportunity to try and do things in a different way. Right? It's similar to giving these partners the ability to do research and develop on their own. And your thoughtful approaches are all going to be grounded in your expertise, the feasibility, and the willingness to try new things. And I know from spending the first decade of my career in the nonprofit world, it's not often that you can write a grant or get funding for something that hasn't been done before. So Michelle, do you want to talk specifically about the program that you and your team in partnership with Patty's team are going to be working on?
Yes, thanks. You know, trust-based philanthropy should also, to some degree, it should definitely also apply to the folks that we're supporting. I mean, we should be able to trust the folks. We should be trusting the folks that we're aiming to be providing food support to. We should trust them to make some choices, right? And food banks are often, we are often torn between, or like have this balance between efficiency and effectiveness. And everybody loves the efficiency of food banks, and it's great. But, you know, there's a point where we also have to figure out, like, is it being effective? And so if you've got 100 folks, you could be really effective by having 100 different solutions to each, you know, each person. That's not necessarily efficient. And efficiency could be we're going to go out to this rural community and we're going to be there at this one point, this one day. And it's really convenient for us, and being very food bank centric. And we're going to go there and everybody come here to our chosen day, time, location. And we've got food that we've chosen, that this is what we have available. And that's efficient. But there's, you know, and it's not a one size fits all approach. So that may be great for some folks. And so we have, you know, trying to figure out the balance. And, you know, when Patty and I were setting up the problem statement,
you are home for the Devil's Advocates weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGDW.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer.
And let's get them out individually. That's not that much better. And it's not efficient. So how can we be the most
Egypt again closed its border crossing. No Americans were allowed out. Aiden Tawel, a 10-year-old Palestinian-American boy from Salt Lake City, came to Gaza to visit his grandfather, now trapped there, describing what he's seen.
We're trying to find new ways to do things. So when we're thinking about how to support a community, how to listen to a community, we still have a lot to learn. Part of this the funding that Alliant Energy Foundation is providing is really
protests worldwide calling for a ceasefire in Washington today. A national march for Gaza. This as an Israeli incursion into Gaza now seems imminent. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu convening his cabinet today to discuss the expected invasion. One cabinet minister saying there was broad consensus in the government that there'll have to be a buffer zone in Gaza to keep Palestinians away from the border. This is ABC News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bud Tussle Studios.
Keeping you connected to
the
world
around
you.
The idea is that we would provide
for the Talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwaba. Here's what you need to know. Police gave over 550 citations and arrested almost 50 drivers in a traffic safety mission. Green Bay Police partnered with the Brown County Sheriff's Office, the Schwabinan Public Safety, and the Wisconsin State Patrol.
We don't have all the things figured out.
Over a 9-day period in September, the multi-agency effort resulted in 563 citations and 586 warnings, primarily for speeding. 48 arrests were made, 24 of those were OWIs.
store,
let's keep it on the roads. Any, your civic media is pretty low.
A semi-truck driver was arrested after a crash in Waupaca yesterday. Authorities were called just before 7 p.m. to the area of Highway 10 and Highway 254, where the semi-truck driver failed to turn while taking the eastbound exit on Highway 10, rolling the semi onto its side. The driver was able to exit with no injuries, but was arrested for an OWI.
Dishwaba, WDBW 97.9 News.
Foods that
As goes Wisconsin like, with Kristen Brock.
I always like to go back to what Tom Cruise said. Just take a walk.
That's chosen. Where you get your advice.
Well, don't you remember that long time ago Brooke Shields talked about postpartum depression going
on much
medication.
More efficient than us packing up boxes, put them on our trucks,
that's so
and getting
like
out
man.
There and like more it might not even great be words from folks find to be useful to them.
There's a segment right there.
You know, we have to figure out the best way to do this.
Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock weekdays 10 till noon on your local civic media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold. 1993 to 1999, and again, a way to be able to help the money continue to be spent in those communities. And you know, we don't want there to be fewer supermarkets, fewer grocery stores,
but there's
and
more
we wouldn't be intentionally bringing in a truckload of food
than football.
That would
You're about
with
to
a
find
place
out.
We want
under the
to
helmet
complement
the Grain Digger, featuring Packers
out.
Legend Gilbert Brown.
Our goal is
Monday
to
mornings
figure
at 8
out the best
on
way
WISS
to do this,
and WGBW, and on the Civic Media app.
Other folks and other food banks want to
We're fortunate that our daughters
like,
have what they need to grow
everyone.
And learn. But that
so
isn't
many
the case for nearly 13 million
to make
kids
work,
in the U.S. that struggle with
the
hunger.
Goal is
childhood hunger is a heartbreaking
what
reality
we hear from
that
the folks
America
who are
working to
going to be the users
Each year,
of
the Feeding
the system
America
that
Network
we
of Food
are
Banks
hopefully co-creating
billions
with
of
communities.
Of good food that would have
this is a recorded session of the annual Cap Times Idea Fest.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
More to come after these messages.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Hey, son. Where the fans own the team. This is the We're Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Find the lyrics. Start a conversation.
You're
and
listening
sound it
to a recorded session of the annual Cap Times Idea Fest, held the week of September 17th, with Amy Davis from Alliant Energy speaking online with community leaders about the
My
ongoing
name is
challenges
Barber.
Of getting
I was
food
in the United
to rural
States
Wisconsin.
Navy, and I served overseas
Michelle, I think that's
in
great.
The Middle
I like
East
what
and Africa.
You said
Early
about
on in my career, I had a commander
choice,
that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life.
And even 90% just the convenience of this idea that it can bring to people and the control.
My way of
I mean,
continuing my service
is
to help protect
that,
my
that
community by being
choices,
a responsible gun owner and by storing
traditions. And so
safely.
Some foods
store
might
all
not
your
be right
securely.
For some families
help
or audiences. It could
Brought
be dietary.
Family Fire and the Ad Council.
As was talking, dietary needs that different people have. So this concept
Remember,
you all are starting to
the place together.
If you will.
Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In the 30 minutes or so that we've been talking, so.
We celebrate what makes every
this,
one of us unique.
Concept,
and
sure.
in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by
the
WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons, like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This and, message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors
as well
Association.
Some
Here's
Iowa
your updated forecast. Slight chance for scattered rain showers tonight. Otherwise, partly cloudy. Lows dip down to about 36. Winds out of the north, 8 to 15 miles an hour. High temperatures reach up to 51 tomorrow. A blend of clouds
and
sun. Partly cloudy tomorrow night. Lows level off around 38. Chance for scattered rain showers Monday with highs in the mid 50s. Chance for scattered storms and highs in the low 60s on Tuesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 43.
As leaders
from I-43 to I-41.
In my case, a food bank.
This is
Adrian's
the talk
case,
of Green Bay.
You know, 1590
AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Health concerns. You get lost
if you
in
love
that day
to
day and
listen to them
back,
practice
find
the
that
same
time
song
to have that thinking time to put.
new pieces together doesn't really happen unless you're kind of in a situation, and that's what we were invited into through this process.
Then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov. We were able to share ideas and hone ideas,
and if you notice what you're being presented with today, or what we're talking about today, is this was something that Michelle was thinking about. This was something that Phoebe Mayer, I was thinking about it through the Eastern side.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you. But those are the things that we are now in that stage of wanting to gather and collect. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Might already be doing this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer.
And that's all very exciting.
For the first time, aid trucks allowed to cross today into Gaza.
And I really want to hear about this.
20 before Egypt again closed its border crossing. No Americans were allowed out. Aiden Tawell, a 10-year-old Palestinian-American boy from Salt Lake City, came to Gaza to visit his grandfather, now trapped there, describing what he's seen.
To everybody. And they wanted to select the food that is important to them, and they want to select nutritious food, but might need certain types of nutritious food because of limitations in their own household infrastructures.
Protests worldwide calling for a ceasefire in Washington today. A national march for Gaza. This, as an Israeli incursion into Gaza now seems imminent. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu convening his cabinet today to discuss the expected invasion. One cabinet minister saying there was broad consensus in the government that there'll have to be a buffer zone in Gaza to keep Palestinians away from the border.
This is ABC News. Ideas.
Spirit Airlines canceling some of its flights this weekend because of an immediate mandated inspection on some of its aircraft. That's leaving passengers stuck.
Aggravated, Spirit Airlines customers learned their flights had been canceled after they had already arrived at the Orlando airport. Estella Bontista arrived for her flight to Guatemala to see a sick family member to find out Spirit canceled her flight to inspect its Airbus A320.
You're traveling with a lot of luggage.
We have kids. And I mean very broadly that. We will see what our scope and reach is for the
Spirit
RFP,
nor the FAA are explaining what exactly is being inspected, but Spirit says the impact of grounding some of the planes will last a few days.
Alex Stone, come in and help coordinate some of the
U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission has announced a recall of more than 60,000 biometric gun safes because of a programming feature that can allow unauthorized access to the safes. Made by Fortress Safe, the safes are sold under the brand names Fortress, Cabela's, Gettysburg, and Legend
be most helpful for our communities,
Dave Packer,
in our rural communities. Both
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Mino and the Mayor.
The Magic Man, Don Mikowski.
I met you one time. You won't remember this because you met a million people, but I met you at an airport.
Oh, yeah. You remember that match?
I remember.
Yeah, you were the guy in the airport. Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Now, I'm sure you never met anyone.
How you been?
I just was telling Johnny yesterday when I heard you were coming on, you were so nice to me. And I just introduced myself. Hey, man from Green Bay. And you're one of the good guys.
Weekday mornings from 6 until 8 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WI.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective.
Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Mino and the Mayor.
The Magic Man, Don Majkowski.
I met you one time. You won't remember this because you met a million people, but I met you at an airport.
Oh, yeah. You remember that, match?
I remember.
Yeah, you were the guy at the airport. Oh, that's right.
Now, I'm sure you've never
How
met
you
anyone.
Been?
I just was telling Johnny yesterday when I heard you were coming on, you were so nice to me. And I just introduced myself. Hey, Smith from Green Bay. And you're one of the good guys.
Weekday mornings from 6 until 8 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WIS. The Todd Alba Show.
What makes our society great is that we can believe in something bigger than ourselves. It doesn't matter whether it's a soccer team or whether it's a political movement or whether it's a public school, whether it's a neighborhood PTA, a bake sale. It's about interacting with our friends and neighbors and making our communities better for having come together around a common cause.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local civic media radio station and on the Mino and the Mayor.
Brian, do you ever have ladies come to your shop, your beautiful, wonderful store on Military, and ask if the diamond they got was real?
Absolutely, they do.
They do, huh?
And how many, if any, are married to people like John Mino?
What's that supposed to mean?
Weekday mornings from 6 until 8 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. And on the Civic Media app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
I always like to go back to what Tom Cruise said. Just take a walk.
That's where you get your advice.
Well, don't you remember that long time ago, Brooke Shields talked about postpartum depression going on medication? He's like, you should just go for a walk around the block.
That's so like a man.
More great words from men.
Yeah, there's a segment right there, Greg Buck.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold. 1993 to 1999 and again 2001 to 2003. 125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown.
Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn.
But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Time out.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute.
Weekdays from 4 until 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. The Civic Media network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media network.
your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
OptUS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Mino and the Mayor.
The Magic Man, Don Mikowski.
I met you one time. You won't remember this because you met a million people, but I met you at an airport.
Oh, yeah. Here, you remember that match?
I remember.
Yeah, you were the guy in the airport. Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Now, I'm sure you've never
met
anyone.
How you been?
I just was telling Johnny yesterday when I heard you were coming on, you were so nice to me. And I just introduced myself. Hey, I'm from Green Bay. And you're one of the good guys.
Weekday mornings from 6 until 8 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WI. The Todd Alba Show.
What makes our society great is that we can believe in something bigger than ourselves. Doesn't matter whether it's a soccer team or whether it's a political movement or whether it's a public school, whether it's a neighborhood PTA, a bake sale. It's about interacting with our friends and neighbors and making our communities better for having come together around a common cause.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Mino and the Mayor.
Brian, do you ever have ladies come to your shop, your beautiful, wonderful store on Military, and ask if the diamond they got was real?
Absolutely, they do.
They do, huh?
And how many, if any, are married to people like John Mino?
What's that supposed to mean?
Weekday mornings from 6 until 8 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. And on the Civic Media app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
I always like to go back to what Tom Cruise said. Just take a walk.
That's where you get your advice?
Well, don't you remember that long time ago, Brooke Shields talked about postpartum depression going on medication? He's like, you should just go for a walk around the block.
That's so like a man.
More great words from men.
Yeah, there's a segment right there, Greg Buck.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999 and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown.
Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Timeout!
All right! Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute.
Weekdays from 4 until 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to the Talk Civic of Green Bay, network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio,
Green Bay.
Refreshed, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.